Number 35. We have so much going on in this episode. First of all, let's start with a big welcome back to Paul.
I think he's brilliant.
Hey, Paul, welcome back to me.
Welcome back to Paul. We've missed you.
Yep.
Not really. And the man standing in between us, I'm sure you guys all know, this is Scott Hanselman. And Scott, thank you for joining our show.
Thank you.
He's going to be here with us throughout the entire show. And in case you aren't familiar with him, but I know you Niners are, he has the podcast that won't waste your time called Hansel Minutes because you just talk about things that are important.
Uh-huh, and people listen to it in double time sometimes. They seriously do.
As though you were on helium?
Mm-hmm.
Interesting.
Yep, double time, and then they
maybe
publish,
a little pitch shifting.
And they skip over the ads, too.
Okay, well,
like
there you
10
go.
10 minutes.
So it really won't waste your time. It's about the same time as this show. And this show, well, it might waste your time a little bit. But you've also created Nerd Dinner.
Nerddinner.com, yeah.
Talk to us about Nerd Dinner.
Nerddinner.com is a site because nerds don't like to talk to other people. They don't like to be social. So it's a way to socialize nerds without actual human contact.
Okay.
So
but it's not online. Is it online?
It's online. You go to nerddinner.com and you can sign up for nerd dinners and find out where other nerds are going to be, and then you could choose to not go.
Oh, nice.
Like a nerd, which would be really cool.
See, I was thinking there was like a little bit of like a segregated community of nerds that would all meet up in some random location, but
yeah,
it's...
There is, but they usually have Magic the Gathering cards
okay,
and stuff like that.
And do you host these? Are you like, hey guys, welcome
the
to
original,
Nerd Dinner
actually,
7.
The original
tonight we'll be dining on pasta.
Plus 17 pairs.
Yeah. Most times it's just sitting quietly, not talking to the guy next to you. But no, the Nerd Dinner idea was actually came up, there was a guy named Jim Blizzard, who was a developer evangelist out of Florida, and he registered nerddinner.com, and he started hosting dinners, which was basically like, let's all go to the mall and talk about geeky stuff because we can.
Right.
And then he let the domain, like, expire, and it went away, and people forgot about it. And then you had, like,
but not you.
Not me. I squatted on that domain, and I waited for it, because there was a domain auction, and I won it back for $5.
Nice.
That's pretty cheap.
Very true. Four in the morning, and then I went with Scott Goo, mm-hmm. We love Scott Goo, the Goo, and we wrote this nerddinner.com sample to showcase ASP.NET MVC,
mm-hmm.
and then we're going to try to update it to include new features and new stuff, and we've got Bing Maps in there and all kinds of things. So you can go up there.
So are there any planned in real life Nerd Dinners coming up?
Well, yeah, you can go up there and check. You can put in your zip code, and it'll show you. There's a tweet up tonight.
I only want to
go
if you're going to be there.
There's a tweet up tonight.
Okay.
At the Tap House.
Are you going to be there?
I may. Are you going to be there? I may be there.
If you're going to be there?
No.
Are you old enough to get in?
I might be. My anti-fake says I can.
Nice. So, yeah, so Nerd Dinner is
awesome.
A site, and it's a book, and it's a code, and it's fun. And
awesome.
You should have a Nerd Dinner.
Now, one more thing I just wanted, quick, before we start the show, you mentioned Scott Goo.
I love Scott Goo.
Okay, who
I serve at the pleasure of the goo.
Any goo is good, but Scott Goo is especially good.
And Scott Goo has a legion of fans called the Goopies. And I've heard, well, I'm a member, if you're not, that you have a similar legion of fans called the Hansel Minions.
It has been said that there are people who stalk me permissively with technologies like Twitter. And
I thought you were going to say promiscuously.
Not promiscuously. Like,
wow, I love the Hansel Minions.
Because the thing that's great about the way the internet works now is that you have to accept the stalking.
Yes.
So when I see friend request, I go, oh, yes, please stalk me.
Totally. There we go. So that's awesome. Well, then, since you are such a big deal, thanks again for coming on the show. And I think we should get it started. Do you think so, Paul?
I think we can.
All right, then. All right, boys. One of the biggest announcements in Microsoft, definitely recent history, the launch of Windows 7. First of all, the pre-orders on Amazon was the highest pre-order, outdid any pre-order product ever.
Of like software or like anything?
It just said product.
Wow. Books.
The largest pre-order of any product ever. Yeah.
That's cool.
So congrats to Windows 7, and we've been talking about it for a long time. And also in honor of the launch of Windows 7, they opened up the very first Microsoft retail store. I know.
That's crazy.
We've been talking about this a little bit and whether or not we thought it was a good idea. It's actually in Scottsdale, Arizona.
That's totally where I would open the first Microsoft store.
Oh,
really?
For sure.
Yeah.
Right there and then Fargo.
Well, you know, we hired the exec from Apple to help us locate where are the key places to place our Microsoft stores. Obviously, right across the street from the Apple store was a big, you know, and a valid idea. But I don't know why Scottsdale.
It's always sunny.
Yeah, Scottsdale, it's like a very warm Bellevue.
Warm? It's hot!
Yeah.
It's so hot, you can't even go outside. It's like you're in the sun. It's in the desert.
So, yeah, so you need
it's
something
toxic.
Cool like Windows 7 to cool you off.
Did you just think of that?
I'm quick on my feet.
All right, so also with the store and the grand opening in Scottsdale, big celebrity that they decided to bring on, Ashley Tisdale.
Who?
Exactly, Ashley Tisdale.
Why? I gotta ask why. I mean, I know there are tons and
Who's
millions
Ashley
of
Tisdale?
People.
I know. Do you know?
I had to look it up. I have never seen any of the High School Musical.
Do you own a television?
I own a nice 52-inch.
Together, yes we. No?
I did for my research, though, is that I watched the Elementary School Musical, the South Park parody of it.
Oh.
So I have an idea of exactly
it's not
what you guys
like
are
that,
singing
dude.
About.
No. You need to get into more musical theater.
So, why don't you show everyone how much of a fan of High School Musical you
I'm
really
such,
are?
Well, I'm more of a fan of Glee.
Glee, which is the
like
grown-up.
The grown-up High School Musical. So there's my Beyonce on my Zune. I've got all my Glee, and I listen to Glee on my Zune HD with my official Scott Hanselman, not signed by Ballmer.
Why is that official? Who drew it?
It's official in that there was a text box that I could fill out when mm-hmm. I bought it online.
Ooh, uh-huh.
And then they automatically engraved it for me, and then I immediately went and bought all the Glee that I could buy. Because the Zune Pass lets you buy
I'm
all.
Surprised, Scott, that you weren't actually flying yourself to Scottsdale, Arizona to be in line to sing and dance and, you know, serenade with Ashley Tisdale.
Ashley stopped calling me after she blocked me on Twitter. So I don't think that Ashley and I are really happy.
At least now
me.
You can
it's,
hang out
now
with
now
your
it's
Glee
Beyonce
club.
Now, though, so.
There you go. Well, you know,
Ashley and I are over.
Obviously, they're shooting at a younger crowd than I, or a younger audience. I think this is proven by the Kylie commercials and now the Ashley Tisdale being at the Marks Love store. And then the next one they're opening is in Mission Viejo, where they're having Justin Bieber.
Who?
Who? Now this time I'll agree with you. Who? Who's a big...
They couldn't get Bruce Campbell?
He's a big hit. You have to pitch that for the third one in Redmond.
I'm just saying, Bruce Campbell will be huge. He lives in Oregon, where I live.
There we go. In Portland.
I live
okay,
in Portland.
Portland.
We could totally do it.
Yeah.
Right there. Do you know who Bruce Campbell is?
Who is Bruce Campbell?
Oh!
Go ahead, we have a minute.
Bruce freaking Campbell, people. Bruce Campbell is the greatest B-movie star in the history of all movies. Evil Dead, Burn Notice.
Paul Sleeps with Light On.
Oh, man.
I do have a little
Hulu.com?
I've heard of Hulu.
Go to Hulu, search for Bruce Campbell, watch something.
Okay.
Bruce Campbell. Okay, sorry about that. Bubba Hotep.
Let's move on.
All right, so our next topic is a pretty important one for the company. Our fastest growing $1 billion business, SharePoint,
mm-hmm.
Is coming out with their beta in November. So SharePoint 2010 beta coming up here.
And now
in a few
also
weeks.
Office 2010 beta, correct?
Yep, so there's Office 2010, Project 2010, Visio 2010.
Visual Studio 2010.
Yep, Visual Studio. Is that coming out in November as well?
March 22nd.
Okay.
And actually in 2010.
Okay, so that's still about 5 months away. But
thanks for that.
We'll have you back on when it's a little more relevant.
We can put a little countdown right here.
SadTrombone.com there, thank you very much.
But speaking of Visual Studio, the beta of 2000, didn't it just get released last
beta
Wednesday?
Beta 2000 test, yeah, on Wednesday.
So there you go,
everybody.
So that is relevant for
it
everybody.
It is relevant.
So
we're
all the betas are
it's
out.
All integration
some
with SharePoint.
Next month, right. Some now.
Yeah, yeah.
So there you go. And did you want to say something about that?
Well, one of the things that's really cool, and this may be a little too geeky.
Oh, no.
Okay.
Oh, no. Bring it up.
Geeky. All right. So
let's see how geeky you can go.
I'm taller than this guy. So basically, he's a pretty tall dude.
taking a wide stance.
So the deal is that everything in SharePoint 2010, every document, every list, every object becomes available as what's called a REST service. REST means... like representational state transfer. REST means like using HTTP in a really friendly way. That means that you can address anything at all like a service, an Astoria service.
Yep.
So then suddenly the Visual Studio developer can go add web reference or add service reference and then programmatically talk to SharePoint in just this incredibly easy and open way.
Yep.
And it can be used by developers that even aren't using.
Yep. So it's just really easy to discover all the objects and to navigate through it in a very common API that can be used across multiple different platforms versus having to understand the SharePoint methodology.
Yeah, you don't have to speak SharePoint. You just speak
HTTP. Difficult before.
Yeah. And you can speak XML over HTTP. You can do JSON. You can make AJAX calls into SharePoint now. This is the greatest thing since God talked to Moses.
And this is available now or when both betas are out?
In the SharePoint beta.
Yep.
So in November.
Yep. And for the non-developers out there, there are a lot of productivity enhancements that come along with the collaboration in SharePoint 2010. So before, there was kind of a slow user interface with the web model. We had to click through things. Mm-hmm. Now they're bringing out the ribbon mm-hmm. for the first time in SharePoint 2010. And there's also a
in
lot
the browser?
Of, in the browser, yeah. It's very nice. So.
And also, we've been hyping Office 2010 for a long time. I'm already using it, and I love it.
Yeah.
So
it's pretty cool.
It's pretty cool. What's your favorite feature?
Outlook 2010. has this weird thing where when you open up a conversation, it'll show you the thread of the conversation, including messages that aren't in that folder.
Yes, it does.
You
know yes, it does.
So you can find all of them instantaneously.
Right, so even if you've moved like half the conversation out, it'll still reassemble the conversation,
yep.
Which is very cool.
Yep. You can do thread compression, so it saves that in the storage space. You can also choose to ignore threads entirely, so mm-hmm. if someone sends you
mute
an email
them.
And then like everyone else out there says, oh, take me off this list, and you can just ignore the whole thing forever.
And you can use Outlook Web Access inside of... Chrome and Firefox and stuff, and it looks pretty.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't have to use IE to do your web access stuff. And Outlook 2010 also has this feature in the lower right corner called Reading View, where all of the panes and toolbars just kind of go away. So it's kind of like full screen Reading View, and it lets you switch back and forth between your normal Outlook view and the I want to read.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah. The lower right corner. Check it out.
Very cool.
All right, so that's all good stuff coming your way. Let's move on. All right, guys, one of the things I love to tell you about is when Microsoft does good things. And it seems like more and more we are trying to give away free copies of Windows 7. I'm constantly reminding you of all the people that they're giving away free Windows 7 to, and now they are legitimately giving 777 copies away.
That's this many.
but the the rationale behind this is actually the interesting part of the story. It's based on a town in, is it Germany?
I think it's in the Netherlands.
In the Netherlands.
You're Dutch, right?
I am. I'm
really?
Dutch, yeah.
Are you seriously?
I was
just saying that because you've never seen freaking High School Musical and you don't know who Bruce Campbell is.
Yep,
only a Dutchman.
Foreign.
Only the Dutch don't know.
Dutch.
Half Dutch.
All right, I apologize.
Anyway, the name of the town is called Zevenhuizen, which literally translates
seven houses.
Seven houses. You really knew that, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah.
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 You did.
Yeah.
So congratulations to all you Dutch people.
Yeah.
Well, the seven people who live in Zevenhuizen.
Oh, 777
people.
Sorry. And okay. Then, I mean, there are some restrictions on it. Like, you have to be 18, and you have to do all
Well, you know what we'll probably do is we'll probably send them, like, a single CD.
Yeah.
And we'll just say, hey,
everyone get in line.
Yeah, just take
bring
your laptops around, and we'll give them 777 pieces of paper with, like, you know, the activation.
Microsoft actually going the extra mile here where they're giving them the installation instructions where they can just get the DVD and do it themselves, or they can hand over their computer, and Microsoft will return it in 48 hours with everything.
Really?
Serious. We're sending people to Dutchland to do this to them?
Yeah, there's a 48-hour
cool.
window.
That's awesome.
And Microsoft will show them how to back up all their files, not necessarily reinstall all their
everybody.
Applications.
That's great.
Yeah,
because
a hands-on installation of hundreds of millions of PCs is something
that
we're equipped
awesome.
To do.
That would be really very innovative.
Yeah.
Next!
All right, so there's a recent ad that was put out there on YouTube that's kind of virally going through the web right now. That
I
talked
love
about
all things
the,
viral.
Yeah, gotta catch them all, right?
I've had my shots.
At her best. So it's promoting the Windows Marketplace for mobile while kind of putting some jabs out there to some other marketplaces that kind of have some apps that aren't all that useful and some draconian processes approve those apps.
Let's take a quick look at the clip so you know what we're talking about.
Hi there, welcome to the Microsoft App Lab. We're excited because we've created some great apps for the new Windows Marketplace.
Of course, not all of the ideas were well received. Quite a few of them were rejected.
Right, that happens sometimes. One of our favorites was the virtual sundial.
I wish that was still in beta.
Yeah, that was a slick one. You would hold it up to the light and it would cast a virtual shadow, just like a real sundial. And then you'd be able to tell what time it was. Hey, Jim, what time you got?
Chip, it's 3:15.
3:15, just like that. That's great.
Oh, I think it's 5:30.
5:30.
Yeah.
Another one was the Pung app.
Oh,
Legal
the
killed
Pung.
That.
Yeah, they did. I have no idea why.
Well, I do. They said it was a rip-off of Pong.
See, rip-off?
Yeah, ours was different. Ours had one paddle.
Games were very fast on it.
And then there was the enabler.
What's one more mojito?
Yeah, it's kind of a no-brainer why Legal killed that one.
Yeah.
Oh, and let's not forget the Great Mustaches of the World app. I think we have Geraldo Rivera.
Hey, don't hit me with that chair.
Oh, and maybe we might have a Salvador Dali.
My clocks are melting.
And let's not forget, of course, the germaphone.
Right,
yeah.
So people can shake hands without actually touching. How's
it's
it going?
Good to meet you.
Good.
There was the GPS app.
The knock on that one was it didn't have a map. just a red dot that said, you are here. And then there was a phone that shocked you every third ring. Well, that one got you to answer the phone a lot faster.
Yeah, it was very Pavlovian. Yeah, I thought I had that on me. It must be around here somewhere.
Whatever. I guess it was kind of dangerous.
Yeah,
I understand why it might
really
be rejected.
Yeah. No, and there were a lot of apps that we liked that they rejected.
Right. We are sorry to see them go.
But I think the ones that did survive, I think you're really going to like.
So thank you for watching.
Yeah, so out of that, what was your favorite app that didn't quite make it? Was it the mustache app? Did you like that?
The mustache, I would download that. Was the enabler?
Yeah, that one pretty much just seems like one of my friends. He's like, do it, just one more mojito.
Just do it. You know, I think that the funny thing is that if these apps actually existed, I do not doubt that they would be downloaded by the thousands, if not millions.
I think we've proven that with the iFart app.
Yep.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't have that app.
It's a button. And
I don't have an iPhone.
That's it.
Yeah.
99 cents. That guy's farting all the way to the bank.
You know, there's a member of my team who does have an iPhone, and in the middle of meetings, his phone will start saying, that's what she said.
There's like a that's what she said app?
Apparently he downloaded the that's what she said app. So, you know, you think
that's
of
awesome.
It, people will download it. But anyway, you know, I say kudos to Microsoft for taking a stab and poking fun.
It's like the iPhone App Store is like, it's like SourceForge, right? Where it's like, we've got 85,000 applications and you care about 20 of them.
Yeah.
I think that's exactly the point of the commercial.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, so there it is. All right, everybody, that is a wrap for this week's episode of Ping.
Give me a ping, Vasily. One ping only, please.
What's the show where we do? Ping.
Ping.
We want to thank you for watching.
I was gone for 2 weeks.
Right? I'm gone right now. And thank you for coming down.
Always.
You're so chatty and so perky, and we love it. Not like
What's-His-Face.
And just kidding. But you mentioned having a dance-off, so I think you two should go ahead.
I don't think it works that way.
Come on. No?
No? What is this dance-off?
I didn't say dance-off.
I can do the running man.
Yeah.
All right, that's it.